This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden was at center stage Thursday on the second night of Democratic presidential debates on the NBC network. Biden once again said he is the better alternative than President Trump and used tax cuts as an example.
Look, Donald Trump has put us in a horrible situation. We do have enormous income inequality. And the one thing I agree on is we can make massive cuts in the $1.6 trillion in tax loopholes out there, and I would be going about eliminating Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, who was very critical of Biden, outlined some of her priorities if she were president and why she is the better alternative.
That is why I support a Green New Deal. It is why I believe on day one, and as president, will re-enter us in the Paris Agreement, because we have to take these issues seriously. And frankly, we have a president of the United States. We talked about, you asked before, what is the greatest national security threat to the United States? It's Donald Trump.
Biden currently leads Democratic voter preference surveys for the party's presidential nomination, but he was facing some of the biggest rivals before a live audience in Miami, Florida. President Trump has a full day of meetings with foreign leaders at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan on Friday. President met with his host, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The president thanked the Japanese Prime Minister for his support and for increasing placement of Japanese car factories in the United States. The president will also meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. President Trump has meetings Saturday with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, China's President Xi Jinping, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. This is VOA News. President Trump criticized Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocks a citizenship